This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Metro Denver inflation was fairly stable in May, similar to the rest of the country. Prices in the metro area rose 2.2% from a year ago and about 1% since the last inflation report in March. Closing arguments are expected today in the defamation case against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. CPR's Megan Verlee reports a former Dominion Voting Systems employee says election conspiracies Lindell helped spread about him ruined his life.
Eric Coomer was a high-ranking employee of the Denver-based election equipment company when a right-wing podcaster accused him of helping steal the 2020 election. Lindell repeated those claims, both personally and through his online video news outlet, Frank TV. Over the two-week trial, Lindell's attorneys argued he legitimately believes those claims, while Coomer's side has presented witnesses to show Lindell has had opportunities to realize there's no convincing evidence against Coomer. Coomer has also pursued defamation cases against conservative news outlets, as well as Trump allies and his campaign. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools will dismiss a lawsuit it filed against a White House move revoking a policy that kept schools free from immigration enforcement. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
In January, the Department of Homeland Security repealed a rule that prevented immigration enforcement near so-called sensitive locations, like schools. After several high-profile immigration raids near schools, DPS filed a lawsuit. 2 months ago, the district lost its request for a preliminary injunction. A news release states both parties mutually agreed to dismiss the lawsuit. DPS calls it a victory. It said the department admitted in federal court that schools remained protected as sensitive locations. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Trustees in Palmer Lake meet tonight to accept the resignation of Mayor Glant Havner and consider what's next. The mayor stepped down last week after months of discord and controversy over whether the town will support the development of a new Buc-ee's travel center along I-25. Three trustees are facing potential recalls related to the project. This is CPR News.